All right, this song has a special place in my heart. Korzenowski and for Hartman. I was driving.
Running down a dream, Tom
yeah,
Petty.
So I was, I still, I've had Saab convertibles for years. I've got one now. It's got 195,000 miles on it. I love it. So I've had convertibles forever. And I was driving back. I played golf that day, and I'm driving back home, and I'm going down 394, like right through St. Louis Park, right through that where the West End is now.
Yeah.
And I've got, and it's a beautiful day, and I got the top down, and I've got my DVD player, not DVD, CD player.
Yeah.
That car is a CD player. I haven't used it in years. I wonder if it works. And all of a sudden, I'm just flying down the road. There's no traffic. It's a Sunday afternoon. I see the lights go on. I look down, and I was going 94 miles an hour.
Uh-oh.
And so the guy pulls me over, and he goes, I turned it down, but the song is still going, right? Because
sure.
I turned it down. And the cop comes and goes, what are you doing going 94 miles an hour? And I thought, I can't talk my way out of this one. So I just took the speaker and I turned it up. And I went, and I put my hands up. And the guy still gave me a ticket for like $250. But on the ticket, he wrote, good attitude.
Well, that's nice.
Because I wasn't good. I mean, I'm going 94.
Yes.
I needed to get a ticket. If I was a Viking, I'd be suspended.
No, if you were a Viking, you would have said your dog is sick.
That's right. Jordan Addison coming back this week. I'll say this, Charlie Kirk, and you know, there's a lot of things that I don't like that he does, and we've talked about that, and I'm not going down that road again, but that guy has a major following. I mean, to think that about 200,000 people show up to this thing is what they said. And I'm sitting there going, oh, because, you know, I'm not a MAGA lover, right? And so I'm sitting there thinking, oh, they're exaggerating this, you know, maybe there's only 50,000 people. No. It seats about 73,000. But that's in the stands. They had a bunch of people on the field too, mm-hmm. or the floor, whatever it is, and they said that 200,000 people registered, and they had to turn away a bunch of people because they had it packed to the gills. So there was for at least 90,000 to 100,000 people there, and several hundred thousand more people, or at least another 100,000 people that wanted to be there. So the guy has a serious following, and it was a big deal out there, and you know, and Charlie Kirk, you know, a lot of what he says is that he's a Christian. I believe he's a Christian. I heard somebody say on Twitter, yeah, somebody said that a follower of Charlie Kirk said, if Charlie Kirk was alive back in Jesus' time, he would be the 13th apostle. Apostle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Some of the things he says, I don't know about that. But Charlie Kirk does have a very strong following, and it's a very Christian-based thing. And yesterday, his wife, Erica, and this is really touching to me. Erica fought back tears as she appeared on stage to thunderous applause. In a stirring moment of clemency, she announced that she had forgiven her husband's killer. Many in the audience wept. He wanted to save young men just like the one who took his life, she said, taking a pause to gather herself. I forgive him. I forgive him because it's what Christ did and it's what Charlie would do. That's pretty cool. I mean, I got to say that.
It was extremely emotional.
Yes. I mean, that is the teaching of the Bible. It mm-hmm. really is. I think a lot of the MAGA people, a lot of the people that are out there are not really, I don't think Christ would be real pleased with some of the things they do. Okay. I'm just saying that. I mean, I've read the Bible. I used to be kind of a Bible banger when I was younger. I know what it says and I know what Christ wants you to do and what he talks about and they don't follow a lot of that stuff. They don't. I mean, saying that you're going after LGBTQ people, you're going after people that have disabilities. You're not treating the poor very well. The big beautiful bill is taking money and programs away from the poor, and you're putting them into the rich people. I don't think that's what Jesus would be in favor of. But I don't know Erica Kirk, so I don't know that she does any of those things. I know, but by that line, that is hard to do, and she really, I'm sure she really meant it from what I gather.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because there's a lot of people when that clip started circulating on social media or whatever. Ah, she doesn't mean it. Ah, yeah, blah.
Yeah.
You have
no idea what
she means. You have no idea what she's been through. You don't know what kind of person she is. You're simply, in this case, likely a lefty who doesn't like Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And no, she can't. Just for once, put the politics aside.
Yes.
And let the widow of a young man who was assassinated at age 31 let her speak.
And you've seen so many people that hold on to their anger or their and that's the next one, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I got to give him credit for this. At least he's honest, right? He says he did not hate his. This is Donald Trump after he came up after she spoke. And she said, Trump was, I said, he did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them, he said. This is Trump talking about Charlie. That's where I disagree with Charlie. I hate my opponents, and I don't want what's best for them. I'm sorry, Erica. So I, at least, and then he just, and then he did what he does, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, he played the hits.
He's played the hits. He goes up there and he's making
lefties,
fun of Biden.
Blah blah blah.
And look, and here's the, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Jimmy Kimmel thing later. But you know, Jimmy Kimmel said something that was factually incorrect when he said, you know, he's MAGA. There was a lot of speculation that the shooter was MAGA because his family might have been MAGA, but we don't know that he was, or maybe he had been in the past. And they said, a lot of people said that the reason he didn't like Charlie Kirk is he wasn't conservative enough. But these are all speculation, okay? That being said, I mean, that's what he said. But Trump also doesn't have any idea that it's a lefty who did it. But he's saying the same things. But when people say, when Charlie Kirk says, or when Kimmel says, he's MAGA, he was never really a MAGA guy, I don't think.
No,
I don't think there was evidence of it. There was evidence his family was Republican, okay? But he said it, okay? And we'll get into that. But Trump has no evidence that it's a lefty that did it. And he says it all the time, but they get mad at Jimmy Kimmel when he says it. When Donald Trump is the president, a little more of an important person than a late-night talk show host that they go crazy over. So we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But he played the hits, but it was a touching moment, and it was that. And you got to give it up. I mean, I don't think to get 200,000 people to show up when all people are doing is giving speeches because you mean that much to them. So Charlie Kirk obviously meant a lot to a lot of people, and he won't be forgotten. It's a different cat. I don't know if there's ever been somebody like him who's not an elected official, doesn't really have a TV show or anything. He's just built this following. He's really found something there. And the Democrats, if they want to get young voters back, they better probably look at some of the things he said and might want to consider it. I don't know. We'll see. When we come back, Farm Aid. Did you catch any of Farm Aid?
I watched a good portion
of it. I
did,
too.
Yeah.
Well, one, I'm a huge Neil Young fan. So, okay. But by the time Dylan came on and Willie, I'm 65. I fell asleep. So maybe I can get it. But it was great. It really was. It would have been really fun to go. We're going to talk to John Bream. Great review with him and Chris Riemenschneider.
Riemenschneider.
Riemenschneider. They really, great article. You almost feel like you were there when you see it. Talk to him when we come back.